you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my wretched soul from the flames of hell. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my wretched soul, he turned around and chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name unto the Gentiles, unto the kings, and to the children of Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner, and this is the Lord's doing, for it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Oh, praise his holy name this morning. Yahweh, Father God, the God of my father Abraham, the God of my father Isaac, and the God of my father Jacob. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. We pray that we will be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short of no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of those that have found this true hiding place this morning, let them say, amen. Well, praise be to his holy name. Well, good morning to my brothers and sisters that are in Christ, and good morning to you all. And the Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord also tells us to cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One in the midst of thee. Oh, bless his name this morning. And as always, we must first give thanks to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And I thank God for the few of you that have tuned in this morning, for the Bible said many are called, but a few chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this true hiding place, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise his holy name. What a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 declares, oh, what a wonderful time to be alive in the Lord. For 7 long days and 7 long nights have he kept us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, as we slept, it was the Lord God Almighty who sustained us. And when our enemies and our foes came to swallow us up, they stumbled and fell. And when the wicked said, I'm going to get you, within Jesus Christ in his resurrected sinless nature, move forward and force him that was coming one way to flee several different ways. Run, devil, in the name of Jesus. The Lord of hosts rebuke you, Satan. We see you running in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. Once again, if you have your Bibles this morning, Acts chapter 9. Once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to let your eyes see this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ. He's crucified. He's asking you to come out of the wilderness of religion and come and rest in this great light of this glorious gospel or the kingdom. He's asking you to enter into your spiritual promised land in Christ, that you may be with him in that physical promised land. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy, holy name. In Acts chapter 9, and started in that first verse, the Spirit of the Lord says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Oh, bless his name this morning. You see, we find here in this teaching this morning, Saul, a blind religious leader of that day. And no doubt there are many blind religious leaders this day. No doubt Saul was thinking of himself to be blessed. No doubt he thought he was highly favored by God, but yet God knew him not. The Bible tells us, threatening to murder the disciples of the Lord, that were moving in the will of the Father. Oh, bless his name. You see, here we find that here the disciples, going about doing what Jesus had told them. We find in Matthew's gospel, that 28th chapter, starting at that 18th verse, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You know, here we find the disciples, Jesus have already come, and he done his marvelous work. He's left instructions to the church. He is gone. But here we find a blind religious leader running about all over the countryside, trying to do evil to his disciples, as the so-called church today tries to do. But on the same token, the Bible shows us that this same so-called person that was following God, we find in that seventh chapter of Acts, stood by while they stoned Stephen to death. Stoned Stephen to death because Stephen revealed unto them that now, that glorious work is finished, and that now Jesus has resurrected, that now we're hid in him, that we no longer have to worship in a building, and certainly we no longer have to worship in the mountains of Jerusalem, but we that are hid in Christ must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, bless his name this morning. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we'll kill all the day long, we'll count it as sheep for the slaughter. Here's another blind religious leader that was deceived into thinking he was saved. How many folk are caught in that situation today? Jesus informed us in that Matthew's gospel, the seventh chapter, he lets us know that in the last days, he said in that day, when that day referring to when the bride of Christ is taken out of this old wretched evil world. There will be many folk that have practiced in religion, still caught under the law, missing this grace that's found in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, proclaiming to God that haven't we prophesied in your name? Haven't we done marvelous works? Haven't we did this and that? And the Bible said Jesus would tell them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Their testimony confirmed that they were lost. They said, we did this, we did that, when in essence, Jesus was supposed to be doing the work through them through the power of the Holy Spirit. They called their works wonderful, they said, but Jesus said they were not wonderful at all. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, the Holy Spirit warns us to be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You see, whatsoever gospel you sow unto, this is where you reap from your benefits from heaven. Oh, let me say that again. You see, whatever gospel you sow into, this is how you reap your benefits through that gospel that you sow into. You see, if your preacher is preaching the glorious gospel of the kingdom and you sow into that, well, then the heavens will open and reveal unto you the great news about this great light that shined on Saul that the Holy Spirit this morning is hoping that it shine on you. Oh, bless his name this morning. Saul that day, as well as multitudes this day, they are blind and unable to see the power of God and his salvation plan in Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. The Bible lets us know in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, the Spirit of the Lord declares, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom that the God of the world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You see, here was Saul running with a letter from the so-called high priest, giving him an authority to worry the disciples, like some of the so-called church members today worry the bride of Christ. You see, he was looking for any men or women that was following Christ, that was preaching in the name of Jesus, that was trusting in Jesus. And his plan was to bring them bound to Jerusalem. The Bible says, but as he came near, oh, hallelujah, he didn't make it all the way there. He was almost there. You see, this is what we try to tell the folk all the time. You see, when you come against the bride of Christ, those that are truly saved, then you're not coming against them at all. You're coming against Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. The Bible said that, that as he came near Damascus, having been told to go to Damascus by the so-called high priest, he was stopped by the true and only high priest, Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. You see, the Spirit of the Lord wants us this morning to be mindful that in John's gospel, John, the 19th chapter, in that 30th verse, Jesus tells us something that is so sweet to the ears of those that believe. Jesus said, it is finished. Glory, hallelujah. In essence, you see, what Jesus was trying to let the religious leaders know of that day and this day, Jesus is saying it is finished, meaning that there's no longer any more need for the sacrifices or temples, but that his work brought ultimate fulfillment to what the sacrificial system foreshadowed. It is finished on the cross. It means that he provides the only solution to man's sins and the only way to God through himself. John chapter 4, 14, verse 6 declares. Holy Spirit want me to stop right there and forewarn you. Jesus, the Bible tells us there's one God and one mediator between God and me and the man, Christ Jesus. And the Lord has reminded folk last week that for 3.5 years he's been here speaking to the Jews. Now he said, take it to the Gentiles. You see, for 3.5 years we've been coming to you. The Lord has been bringing this truth to you, asking you to enter into the straight gate. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, he says. Travel down this lighted narrow road that you may find eternal life. Most of the world, as Jesus informed us, is on that broad road that leadeth to destruction. They're on the broad road because they're blind to the truth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, Jesus told his disciples, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. You see, we are that wheat or corn that must fall into the ground and die and let Jesus live. You see, we can't enter into the kingdom of God until we lose our life. Otherwise, that entrance is barred. Jesus also went on to tell him that he that loveth his life in this sin nature shall lose it, and he that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Jesus also said, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12, verse 24 to 26 declares. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 declares, for ye are dead, and your life, our spiritual life, is hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 2, oh, hallelujah, verse 8 through 9 declares, beware, the Holy Spirit tells us, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after traditions of men, after the remnant of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The Bible also says that as the men withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall perceive no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men as theirs was. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8 through 9. Last week, the Spirit of the Lord highlighted how his eyes saw how they stood forth, three big-name preachers revealed to the congregation they have deceived them. The Bible lets us know right here that there shall be many more preachers that will stand forth and say they have deceived you. The Bible lets us know they shall be manifested. And the Bible also lets us know that this will take place as though it did with them. And the Bible lets us know that we are complete in Christ. That we are complete in Christ. You see, Saul and the rest of the religious folks that practice religion, you say they reject the preachers that come preaching in the name of Jesus, but they welcome the men that come in their own names. You see, Saul Damascus Road experience changed his belief system. You see, he thought he was saved, but found out on the Damascus Road he was not. When that great light shined of that glorious gospel of the kingdom, it shined on him and revealed to him, no doubt, he was walking in pure darkness. The Bible also lets us know that he was blind. Oh, hallelujah. He was blind to the truth that comes through this glorious gospel of the kingdom. The Bible also lets us know in that teaching oh, bless his holy name this morning, that when Ananias came and prayed for Saul, oh, hallelujah, the Bible tells us that the scales fell from his eyes. He was blind to this glorious gospel of the kingdom. How had he been blinded? By religion. This is why Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord, informs us that we're not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What does this mean? It means we're not to receive preaching that a man is bringing the word of God and then he's trying to explain it in his own terms. You see, we find that this Saul, which we know became Paul, and which we know he was the one that the Spirit of the Lord gave the interpretation of what Jesus was telling us. If any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever would seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. How do you lose your life and yet live? How can one lose his life and still live? How is this possible? It is possible by the one faith Jesus left his church, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. We as the bride of Christ, our faith is in a baptism of death with Christ on his cross. We believe that our old sin nature, what we were before we got saved, that old clown is dead, that old clown is buried, good riddance to him, and therefore by that same faith, since we died with him and was buried with him, then his resurrection has become our resurrection to the newness of life. Behold, all things have become new. Oh, bless his name this morning. What an awesome God we serve. You see, we as the bride of Christ are grateful and thankful for this power of God, this overcoming power. For we've overcome the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we hate it. Our old sinful life until it was dead. And we give thanks to God for the words of our testimony that is found in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and it declares, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, praise his name this morning. What a wonderful God that we serve, and how he's made a way out of no way. He has picked us up, those that believe. Jesus said all things are possible for him that believe. Believe what? Believe what? And believe that we died with Christ on the cross, as though the wise thief understood that and the unwise thief didn't know that. You see, Jesus said we must decrease and he must increase. This same Saul that took on the Gentile named Paul, because God was sending him to the Gentiles to preach this glorious gospel of the kingdom. Paul, no doubt, we've heard him say that, yeah, he learned from great teachers. He was in the seminary. He learned from a folk that was teaching stuff that he thought was good. But Paul went on to say that now I consider that as dung, nothing. He said, now I'm determined to know nothing among them save Jesus Christ and him crucified. It took Paul 3 years for the Holy Spirit to reveal unto him the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. It took him 3 years to get it. It took me around about 5 years to get it. As the Holy Spirit brought this truth to me, I received it and believed it. The Spirit of the Lord this morning is hoping that you guys were able to see that great light of this glorious gospel of the kingdom that shined on Saul this morning. Well, he's hoping that it's also shining on you. The Lord told us some years ago that don't worry about this gospel of the kingdom, just keep preaching it. He told us years ago to get to the other side of the Jordan, he said. For he said, they'll come for their need refreshing. See, we realize that most of you are all churched out. And as the songwriter said, you don't have much to bring. But I have good news for you. The one thing you do have to bring yourself is what he's after. See, Jesus wants us to give the one thing we want to keep, ourselves, that we, in giving up ourselves, we can receive him. Oh, praise the holy name of Jesus Christ this morning. Lord, we thank you for this privilege to confess you before men. And we thank you, for we know that as you told us years ago, there's always somebody that's listening, somebody who's ready, somebody, it's your time. You see, if you don't know Christ this morning as your Savior, well, this morning he's waiting for you to come, taste, and see he's good at the cross. See, the Bible lets us know that Jesus' disciples baptized more than John. But yet Jesus Christ baptized not a man, the Bible says. But yet John the Baptist told us that he baptized with water, but there's one coming referring to Jesus. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. But yet Jesus baptized not a man when he walked the earth. So where is this loving place that he will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire? My friends, it's at the cross. Though millions have come, that's room for one, and that's room at the cross for you this morning. You just got to go there and believe. All things are possible for him that believe. All you have to do is trust in him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You pray with me this morning, dear Jesus. I confess, I repent, for I've sinned. And all in your sight, I've done this evil. I ask that you forgive me for my wickedness. But now fate is. Now I follow you to the cross. And I believe that my old sin nature was crucified in the body of flesh. I believe my old sin nature was buried. And now I believe that your resurrection has become my resurrection to the newness of life. Just as the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, you stopped by your house to raise you this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that simple prayer, no doubt about it, you prayed it, you made it. And in the next few days, I would say at least in a three-day period, it'll come somewhere thereabout. The Holy Jesus Christ will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We want to forewarn you, don't have a towel ready, because it's going to be a lot of weeping and wailing. You see, when he comes inside of you, he washes all your sins away. He makes you new. Oh, when I heard that the Lord is able to make you new, I was definitely want to be in that number. Oh, praise the holy name of Jesus Christ, the Lord our God. We're the three of us ministers. And I am Messenger Metric McGonagall from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. We're grateful and thankful to have this opportunity to confess him before men. And as we always say, if the Lord's will, we'll be back at you next week, same place, same time. We always ask that for you to invite a friend to tune in. For who knows, it just may be their time to get in where they fit in Christ Jesus. We're grateful and thankful for this revelation knowledge. We're grateful and thankful for this free gift of salvation. For the Bible tells us, for by grace through faith we're saved. And it's not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible clearly lets us know that none of us is good, no, not one. So if we're no good, how can we do a good thing? It is absolutely impossible. Only Jesus through us can do a good thing. Trust in him, believe in him, and all will be well in your house. We love you all. Lord, we'll be coming back at you next week with the same one love, truth, and this way to eternal life. We love y'all. See ya. Bye, y'all.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast. with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.